This is Hacker Public Radio, episode 3637 for Tuesday, the 12th of July, 2022. Today's show is entitled, HP Our Feed to Sklite. It is the 10th show of Norrist, and is about 8 minutes long. It carries a clean flag. The summary is, first step in creating a static copy of HPR.
So there was recently a mailing list discussion about someone requesting the source code for the HPR site. And that discussion sort of turned into how can we, the community, HPR community, recreate the HPR site. I thought it would be a good idea to publish the database in its current form. Maybe with a MySQL dump or whatever. But I understand why that may not be possible. But, you know, I think it would be something like that would be a good first step in, you know, getting all the data out of HPR so that it can be used to generate a static copy of the HPR site. One interesting thing that Ken said in one of the mailing list posts was that he thought everything that you needed to recreate the HPR site was already in the HPR feed. So I thought that would be a good challenge. You know, while we wait on further discussion on what to do about how to get the HPR data in a way that can be safely made public so we can create sites, I thought it would be a good project, something fun to work on, to take the data that's in the RSS feed and put it in a database. So I started thinking about, like, what data is in the feed, then thinking through the process, if I had the data that's in the feed, what sort of things could I do with it, and could I actually recreate the HPR site, or at least the something that functioned the same as the HPR. So I started a project, stuck it up on GitLab. I'll walk a little bit through about what the project is and how it works, and I'll have a link to the GitLab page and some instructions about how to use it and how to run it in the show notes. All that'll be in there. So the data that's in the feed that I'm pulling out and putting into a database is the explicit tag, the title, the author name, the author email, the link, which is actually a link to the HPR page about the episode, the description and the summary. As best I can tell, those are the same fields. I'm pulling them both, but I think they're the same thing. And that field contains what the what ends up being show notes. Those are in the description field. Also pull the publication date and the enclosures. Pull those directly from the RSS feed. The enclosures is where the link to the media download is, if it's the AUG or the MP3 file. That's in the enclosure tag. And then the other thing I do, it's not explicitly in the feed, but it's useful to have a title or an episode ID. So, for example, HPR episode number, whatever. So HPR 2341 or HPR whatever. I extract that from the title and then insert that into the database as the episode ID. So sort of using the power of pre-existing Python libraries. I didn't have to write a whole lot of code to extract the data and put it into a database. I used notably two Python libraries. The first one is just called FeedParser, and I've used that a bunch before to get, it's a real easy way to take an RSS feed and treat it kind of like a database. For the database, I used a Python library called Peewee. It's one I've used before, and it's one I'm familiar with. This project is simple enough. You probably could have just done it with kind of raw SQL commands, but just because I already know how to use it, I used the Peewee ORM Python library. The process for turning the full feed into a SQLite database took on my machine. It took about 40 seconds, and it generated a 20 meg SQL. So there are a couple of items that are not in the feeds that you would need to recreate the HPR site as it exists now. Specifically for each episode, if the episode is has episode tags, or if it's part of a series, that information is not in the RSS feed, or it's not there that I can find. If it is there, and I'm not finding it, please let me know. I'll add it. So next steps, things that I want to do next, or that a community member could do, another community member could possibly do, is take the information from the feed, either directly or use something like the project I'm talking about today, and take it out of the database and use that to create Markdown, and then feed that Markdown into a static site generator. So from the data that I'm pulling from the RSS feed, you could recreate the main HPR page, the correspondence page, pages for every episode, and I'm not doing it yet, but ultimately you could get the comments for every episode from the comments feed. And then you could manually build Markdown for the other static pages on the site, like the about page or the contributing page. Feed all that into a static site generator, and then you've got your own personal copy of. So, like I said earlier, I'll have the link to the code that I wrote. I'll have it in the show notes. I'll have instructions about how to generate the SQLite database using the code. Well, I think that's it. Hopefully, the discussion that was on the mailing list will go further. I'm really excited and interested in the idea of making the HPR site better and more reliable and customizable, if that's what you want to do. So that's it for me today. I'll see you guys.
You have been listening to Hacker Public Radio at hackerpublicradio.org. Today's show was contributed by a HPR listener like yourself. If you ever thought of recording a podcast, then click on our contribute link to find out how easy it really is. Hosting for HPR has been kindly provided by anhonesthost.com, the Internet Archive, and rsync.net. Unless otherwise stated, today's show is released under a Creative Commons Attribution 4.0 International License.